Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by one Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how we doing?
Life is good. Life is good, man. Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you with us.
Hello, Baldy.
You know, we were talking yesterday. We looked at Saquon Barkley had 30 touches on Sunday. He was great.
Yep, he sure did. Yep.
And he is on pace for 370-something touches, which would be the most in his career. More than Christian McCaffrey, 339 last year. If you were running the Eagles right now, would you have any concern about his durability to the end of the year and look to maybe find a way to get that number down a little bit?
Absolutely, I would. Yes, because even last year, McCaffrey, if you count the postseason, he had over 400 touches. And I said throughout the season last year, like, he's not built. Nobody's built. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson was built to handle 400 touches, the only guy that could do it multiple years in a row. Emmitt was built for it. But I don't know if anybody's built for it anymore. The guys are just so much bigger, stronger, faster that they're being hit. I would be concerned. And going forward, I'd be concerned. I mean, look what McCaffrey's doing right now. It's a product of what he endured last year, as good as he was. You know, this is a product of when guys approach 400 touches in a season, the year after, and you can track it. I've done it. Deuce McAllister, Sean Alexander. You can go through the history of guys that touched it 400 times in a season. Curtis Martin, they fall off a cliff the next year. And so, yes, I would be concerned about that.
So follow-up to that. All right, you're concerned about it. So would your – and I know I'm dumbing this down a little bit in terms of how you address it. Would the way that you address it be, hey, we've got a decent backup in Kenny Gainwell. We got Will Shipley there. Is the answer to just run the sort of the same thing that you're doing and use those guys, or is the answer for Jalen to be throwing the ball more than he is?
Well, what's working right now is working. I mean, Gainwell probably needs more touches. He's a good back. They use him, you know, in a very specific role right now, kind of a rotational third down type guy. You know, he's good like that. He's good in short yards of goal line. That was his role in the postseason for a number of years. But, you know, the problem right now is that they're in these dogfights with these bad teams, you know, like Cleveland and New Orleans and Jacksonville, and they're in these dogfights with these teams, and they shouldn't be, but they are. And some of it is coaching decisions. Some of it is just, you know, they play down to these teams' level, and so they need Saquon to go, you know, pull some of these plays out of his hat like he did, you know, against New Orleans to help win that game.
Yeah.
So they're not really in a comfortable position where they can take their best player off the field.
Yeah, that's what I'd said, Baldy. I'm like, they probably came into the season thinking they want to sort of monitor his touches and limit his touches. And they've gotten to a point where they actually have to rely on him as much as they do to win football games. So they're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because obviously your objective is to go out and win games, and you got to do that. What did you think about Sunday's game, Baldy? Just the way, you know, Nick sort of managed the game throughout the game. Just your thoughts on that. They won the game, and so we all will take the W. I'm just wondering what your thoughts were on how Nick sort of handled the game throughout with the two-point conversions and the fourth down attempts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this has been going on now, Ike. I mean, you could look at the New Orleans game.
Yeah.
You look at the Cleveland game. I mean, this decision now, they're an analytics-driven team. I get it. I'm not that big into it. I don't like to have my analysts tell me what to do on Wednesday. I like the game to dictate what it is. But, like, the one – look, it's 16 to nothing, Ike, and they go for two. Like, what's the point? It's 17, you're still up 3 points. I know they're at the one. Just kick the extra point. It's a three. It's a three-score game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, we got a great field goal kicker. They've extended him. He's proven his worth. You got points on the board in the first half, take the points. Like, I just don't think Jacksonville hasn't shown any ability to have great firepower early in that game. I don't know. I'd take the points when they're there. There's times to go for two. You know, maybe Tampa at the end of that game against Kansas City goes for two, tries to win it right there. There's mm-hmm. opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think every single fourth down, every single extra point has to be a two-point conversion. I just think sometimes just take the points that are there.
One of the things that we saw on Sunday that we haven't seen very much is the tush-push looking ineffective. Is that we're trying to figure out whether there's something Jacksonville did, maybe they're using it too much. What are your thoughts on that play in general and the way that they're using that play?
So I asked Jeff Stoutland about the play last year when they were, you know, in the middle of having great success with it, or the year before, I forget. And he reminded me that when Carson was here, they were 36-38 on quarterback sneaks. And so he just looked at me, because this is how Stout is. He goes, "Do you see a common denominator?" I go, "Yeah, Kelsey." He goes, and he just walked away. So, like, they don't have Kelsey. Mm. And there's nothing against Cam Jurgens. Not everybody. I mean, Kelsey had enormous leg strength. He still could probably squat 700 pounds, even losing all the weight he's lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cam just isn't built like that to get on. You can see it on film. Like, he's not getting as low to start the push as Kelsey did and still be able to get that snap up. That's what he always worried about, is getting so low and still get the snap at the same. It's kind of hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just see a couple times where Cam looks like he's a little high, and, you know, they're not getting the same push at the point right now. And that's why they're trying some of these offshoots of it, where they're going out wide or they're going to try and pitch it, and some of these, like, the deceptives off of that play, and they haven't worked either. So, I don't know. Like, if you have Mekhi Becton and Landon Dickerson, can you just line up in I formation and just go knock somebody off the ball?
Mm.
Like, they're about the two most powerful guards in the league. Mm. Maybe you don't have to rely on that anymore.
And you got a 225, 30-pound running back. You can give it to him for 1 yard.
Right? You know, I mean, I kind of, like, the way they're moving bodies up front, like, just do it the old-fashioned way, you know, like, Get you either quarterback sneak it, like, with a surprise, or hand it off to Saquon. Let him, you know, give you an 8 yards head start, and let Mekhi go do what he's been doing.
I actually wonder if the effectiveness of that going down will change their thoughts on the amount of times they go for two.
I think it should.
Yeah,
it's a good question. But I mean, if I was them, and I see the lack of success that they've had the last 3 years with it right now, I would be looking at altering ways to gain your yard, whether it's short yardage, goal line, whatever the situation might be.
Brian Baldinger with us, as he is every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. So every time A.J. Brown is off the field, and this is not a slight on Devontae Smith at all, but the Eagles' offense looks disjointed. It is not the same thing. Have you ever seen a team as dependent on their number one wide receiver, a good team, as the Eagles are right now, it seems like, with A.J. Brown?
I mean, if you took Ja'Marr Chase off the field in Cincinnati, I don't think Joe Burrow's throwing 5 touchdown passes like he has, you know, two times this year.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of guys, but I'm just going through the list of guys right now. I mean, it seems like everybody, you can overcome the loss of Puka like they did. You know, you can overcome DK Metcalf in Seattle like they have and still play good football, but probably not to the degree that AJ, just because of the trust that Jalen has in him for big plays or when you're going to need to make a play. I mean, it seems like that's where the ball is always going. I mean, even with as much time as he's missed this year, I think he's still their leading receiver this year.
AJ, you mean? Yes.
I think he still leads them in receptions.
Yep. So defensively, Baldy, the Eagles have been so much better than I think we could have ever hoped for, especially after the bye. They did have a couple of good games before the bye, the Saints game specifically. But I think we were hoping for a defense that is passable, and they've looked like a defense that is legitimately good. Is there anything you see when you watch them that leads you to believe that this sort of play isn't sustainable, or is this just sort of what we have with a defense with the Eagles right now?
Well, I mean, it's been 4 years at least since they've had the stability at linebacker like they have right now. I mean, Zach and N'Kobe are playing legit good football off the ball. They don't come off the field. They used to have a dime package when Matt and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was here the first time. Like, they legitimately are playing those two backers the whole game. And they've been really good. Obviously, N'Kobe with the interception at the end. I'm not sure why Trevor threw that, but he did. And N'Kobe was right there to make the play. I mean, it's a first down throw. I don't think you have to make that throw. But regardless, they're playing really, really solid. They are getting home with four without a lot of blitzing right now. Cooper DeJean is making a huge difference. You know, the slot right now, he's made two big stops on fourth downs 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. And he's a great tackler. So there's certain things that look a lot better. Because last year, obviously, the tackling was atrocious. The linebacking play was atrocious. And so, you know, they gave up 35 touchdown passes. Like, you know, when you look at, you know, what the rookie's doing out there in the corner, I mean, the ball's not going over that kid's head. Like, they didn't even challenge him the other day. I thought at least Brian Thomas Jr. would line up and they'd go after him. They didn't even challenge him.
Yeah,
and
I think they threw at him one time.
I mean, so, I, you know, that maybe that's what they think, he's just that good. But I would have challenged him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he's been really good. He's not getting beat right now. He's what they were hoping he would be.
We look at this Dallas team coming up, right? You know, we got Washington on Thursday night. I was making the case, you know, before our show today about Cooper Rush and the fact he's 5-1 in six of his starts. They have some confidence in him as a football team. This is one of those games we can't necessarily overlook, right?
I wouldn't overlook it. Mike is coming back. He's a difference maker. There's nobody else in the league like him. His legs are going to be fresh. He's a game changer. But the one thing, like, when I watch Cooper, is they really game plan for him. Mm-hmm. They really protect differently than they do if Dak is in there. Like, and with Dak, they want to get five receivers out. They trust his ability to read progressions and get the ball out. With Cooper, it's more, I'm not saying it's just only max protection, but there's different types of protections for him. There's more half-field reads for him. Like, they, and I'm not saying they simplify it either, but it looks a lot different schematically when he plays quarterback, and one of the reasons why they've had real success with him.
That's an interesting point.
And he had a running game too in a lot of those games.
He can take off with it. He's more than capable to do that.
So last one, Baldy. Eagles for real threat to win the NFC. If you had to make a guess right now.
Well, I like to see the Commanders. The Commanders play. You know, they got a tough game this weekend with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to see how they hold up against that team. And let's just see what the Eagles do. I mean, if they're in a collision course here and somehow Washington beats Pittsburgh to get to 8-2, that game in Philadelphia in 2 weeks is for first place. So they could take first place from them. They're going to take care of business in Dallas. I wouldn't overlook the Cowboys. I think you'll get their best effort, whatever that is. They look like a very incomplete team to me. But I wouldn't take them lightly. They're still they know, you know, what color jersey the Eagles are. I'm sure they're going to get their best. But Washington is really good. You can't get that quarterback to make a mistake. Like, Jaden is unreal. I can't remember. I mean, as good as C.J. Stroud was last year, Like, this kid doesn't make a mistake with the football. His decision-making is unbelievable. They played without their top running back, Brian Robinson, last week. You didn't even know the difference. And so that will be an old-fashioned NFC East showdown right there. I hope both teams can win this week, and it's for first place next week in Philly.
Oh, that'll be exciting. All right, Baldy, as always, we appreciate your time, brother.
Thanks, bro. Yeah,
my pleasure. Talk to you.
That is Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, the official mayonnaise of Ike's Triple Decker Mayonnaise.
That's right.
There you go. Work
that in the read.
Yeah, mayo game day be delicious. That's the mayonnaise we have out there in the hub, in the little packets. Is you know, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way the Commanders.
Okay.
Here we go.
I kind of like that we have a good Washington team in the division again.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The only good team, aside from the 1 year the Giants have been good over the last several years, has been Dallas.
Yes, and either us or Dallas,
yeah,
us or Dallas.
Yeah, aside from us, I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of cool to have an exciting, another NFC East team that we can have a big matchup with, aside from the Cowboys.
Well, I'll tell you what. Once upon a time, we enjoyed having a win against Washington and then laughing at them.
Yes.
Right. Now we got to deal with someone, Washington fan, who's always trying to get into the...
Damon and East North.
Damon and East, yeah.
And Ralph and Yonkers.
He hasn't called in a while.
I love Ralph and
Yonkers. He's definitely calling next week. Yeah. These are like the Washington fans.
They've been waiting.
They've tried to get involved in conversations with us, and we just like laugh at them.
They're like gnats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may be a problem for a while.
And this is going to be awesome.
Well, that's the funny part.
It's going to make people start hating Josh Harris. Like, right, we've been dealing with it.
Yeah.
People are going to turn if Washington turns into, like, a formidable opponent.
Right.
Well, because the Commanders fans, because I work with one in at WFAN, and he looks at Josh Harris as the guy who saved the franchise.
Right.
Well, like, he is at least a Washington fan.
Who?
Josh Harris.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
I think so.
D.C.
I think so. You grew up in that area, yeah.
Unlike here.
But they have a real franchise now.
Yeah, you know? You got a real owner. You got Magic. Part of the Magic wins wherever he goes.
Yes.
He does.
The Dodgers
just won a World Series.
I was going to say Mr. Middleton should give a call to Magic, but I don't think Magic can own two different baseball teams.
You don't think he's leaving L.A. for Philly?
Nah, probably
Come
not.
Come on, man. We got the boardwalk.
Got the boardwalk. Are they getting a new stadium?
He's trying.
He's definitely going to get a new stadium.
100%.
Yeah. Well,
and he's got a better chance of getting the stadium down here than 1 year.
Yeah. Also,
he's got a better chance of getting a football stadium than he has here.
Yes. Yeah, that they only use 9 times a year, and they'll still get it done. Well, and the other thing down there, too, is that FedEx Field is the worst football stadium I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's in a terrible location.
And
I went to one game and sat behind a pole.
And Merrill, I finally saw what he was talking about. Merrill would always say how bad the view was from in FedEx Field, and I didn't know where the press box was. He would describe it, but I couldn't. So then Chris Carino, who does Brooklyn Nets play-by-play, but he also does Compass NFL, so he does. And he took a picture from the press box, and I was like, how the hell did he see anything that was going on? I think it was a video, actually. You can't see anything. It's low, and it's in the corner. Yeah. There's nowhere to see anything. And the last thing on Washington is, if you are Brian Daboll, and there is video of you in Hard Knocks talking about how you would like, was it Daboll or Daboll's, how you would like Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And then you are stuck there with Danny
Dimes,
scared of everything, and you're watching the Washington absolutely change the future of their franchise with that draft pick. You just must be slamming your head into the wall.
Well, he could be the offensive coordinator when Kingsbury gets a head coaching job this year.
Dude, Joe Shine, is it Shine or Shane?
Shane.
Yeah.
Should be fired.
Yes.
For multiple reasons. Not drafting the quarterback this year.
Yep.
When you're drafting that high, and taking a damn receiver.
Yes. For a quarterback that can't play.
Exactly.
And by the way, they knew he couldn't play.
Exactly.
They know he can't play.
Yes. Like, why wouldn't you take a quarterback this year?
and just try.
And the one kid thought the Giants were the kid Minnesota wound up taking from Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy.
I think he had like indications that the Giants were going to draft him, and they pulled the carpet out from under him. Yeah, I don't understand why they wouldn't draft a quarterback, man. I just don't get it. He could be learning behind Daniel Jones right now, and you could be ready to move on from Daniel Jones after this season.
Instead, they're going to start – Tommy DeVito is going to end up playing the last six games of the year, and God bless his heart, but Tommy DeVito is not the future quarterback of the New York
Giants. And as great as Malik Nabers is there, he still needs somebody to throw the ball to him.
Right.
this is all about Penix for you, isn't it?
Penix, yes.
Whatever Penix. His name is.
Penix. Well, I mean, they could have took him or they could have took McCarthy. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't like McCarthy, but they could have taken him.
Yeah.
At least take a shot. Get a sign a wide receiver. Trade for a wide receiver. You take a wide receiver that high when you have a team that is only missing a wide receiver.
Yes.
That's what you have a young quarterback or a quarterback that's already good. You ended up with a bad year last year. Oh, look at this. We got a high draft pick. That's when you do that. You're just going to wind up with a pissed off. Malik Nabers was talking after the game the other day about how good Jaden Daniels was.
Yes. Wishing he was in Washington.
Yes. Publicly, he was talking about how good Jaden Daniels was. All right. Coming up next.
So we replaced the Giants with Washington.
I know. Yes. I've never lived in a world where Washington was a threat.
Oh
yeah, it's been a while.
Like RG3 gave them a
miss. Well, that was like 1 year,
spurt, but that was it. I mean, Jason Campbell. Supposed to worry about Jason Campbell.
Jason Campbell days. Yeah, Mark Brunell,
Rex Grossman.
I mean, the last time I remember Washington be a threat was Mark Rippon and Art Monk.
That's when they were a real threat. Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was 100 years ago.
Yep.
You know, that's Jack's being honest. 30 years, they haven't been. They haven't really been a threat.
A lot of quarterbacks, a lot of head coaches.
All right. Well, Ike hinted this earlier.
He sure did.
Like a true fool. But coming up next, we do have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. And there's shocking movement in the power rankings. Shocking movement. There's a new number one. There's more than one person that's not even in the power rankings anymore. It's shocking. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We mentioned earlier, Jalen was not practicing today. Came out, per Tim McManus, came out late. Out to the practice field, didn't do any individual drills, just working with a trainer. And Jalen had a press conference today, not about this, but he was asked about it. And Jack, here's what he said.
That's it.
Didn't go today. I just do what I'm told. Maybe it's one of these. I know we all hate, you know, analytics, and we hate the Chip Kelly body management stuff. But maybe they had.
Oh, of course, that's what it was.
Yeah, they just told him they looked at it and they managed it, and they're like, "You need a day off.
Yeah, take a day."
Now
yeah.
I will say, it does sound sick in the press conference.
Oh,
sounds
maybe
like a little nasally.
Mm.
So
yeah. Well, that's fine. As long as there's nothing physically wrong with him from a shoulder, knee,
yeah,
ankle,
yeah,
anything of that nature. Get the sniffles, he'll be okay.
I actually got nervous last night. Before we get to Eagles Insider Leader Power Rankings, I got a little nervous. So I told the guys, I was driving home last night, got hit with an enormous wave of nausea, like I hadn't felt in a while. I have a long drive home. So I get home, I throw up in the driveway. I text the guys and I'm like, these two guys right here I'm doing the show with, and I'm like, hey, I feel really sick, maybe I'll be fine tomorrow, I just want to put it on your radar just in case. I know, shut up. I have not missed the day, Fritz. I was terrified of missing the day because I know Ike would judge me.
Oh, for sure.
And the entire show would be calling me soft, questioning my foxholeness,
right?
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I was incredibly worried.
Well, Jack knows, he's been working with me long enough.
Yes.
How I feel about people.
Yes.
Missing work for being sick.
I know.
Yeah,
we're grown men.
I yep. know.
Yeah, get out of the bed, come to work.
Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, unless you need to go to the hospital.
Well,
but Ike needs proof you're in the hospital with whatever you have if you're going to miss a day of work. That's kind of how it goes.
Well, my thing was this. Early on in the show, I was battling. I had like that cough. When mm-hmm. I had that cough, I couldn't get rid of it. It
was allergies,
right? Whatever
yeah,
it was. Yeah. I couldn't get rid of it, but I kept coming to work. Nausea. Look, I'm a baby about getting sick, and my wife knows this because I was, you know, crying when I had the two gummies. I told her last night. I said, you know, when I was driving home, I was really nauseous. Do you know what I thought might happen? And she said, you thought you might die. And I said, yes. I went through several scenarios in my head where whatever this nausea was connected to something that was going to kill me. And I was, this is what I went through in my head. I am going to pass out in the car and I'm going to drive into, I'm driving
wow, you
75
went all
miles
the way through, yeah.
Oh, yes. It was just a total disaster. I knew Ike was going to judge me nausea, I'm very bad with nausea, and I'm glad that I'm okay today, but I was very afraid of what the results would be.
Had you been in a car wreck, I would be okay if you did not come to work.
Depending on what the injuries
yes,
were.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
No. In all seriousness, though, yeah, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here.
What a battle through.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because when you were the brand manager / program director.
Yes.
I believe I had to work when I had COVID.
You did, but from home, like a coward.
I couldn't do it. You know me, I would have came in and infected everybody.
You were patient zero.
Now.
You're right. That was before any.
Yes.
Yeah, vaccines or anything.
Now. I am not saying that I didn't want you to work from home, which I did.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, you were locked away in a room in your house, and those 4 hours were...
It was the worst thing I ever went through in my life.
Having the COVID. Or doing
being,
the show.
Being in a room by myself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I felt like the 4 hours were at least a release for you to do something.
Of course it was. I was happy to do it.
I remember that. No one was allowed in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just in there pacing around.
Life is sliding food under the door.
What a time. What a time.
It really was.
Yeah. No, I actually needed that.
Yeah, the show.
Imagine not having the show and being there with your own thoughts.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
At that time.
Yeah. Well, and all I had, when I got it, it was just, I wasn't doing shows. I was just the program director at FAN. So I had a day where it was so bad I couldn't do anything. But then the other days were just checking email from home alone in my room. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awful. I would have killed to do an afternoon show.
Yep.
All right. Everyone looks forward to this every single week, 4:30 on Wednesdays. It is the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Ow!
Well, the Eagles Insider of the Year is just picking up steam every single week. We will award the final, we'll award the champion at the end of the Eagles season. If you haven't heard before, If you give reports that are good, you get points. If you give reports that are wrong, we take them away. If there's inactivity, we also penalize you for that. Also, the other thing we will penalize you for is criticizing WIP personalities or our listeners.
Mm.
So somebody is constantly penalized for both those things. Can't think about who that is, but somebody constantly. So here are last week's power rankings. Number 5 was Brian Baldinger. Number 4, Ike Reese. Number 3, Elliot Shore Parks. Number 2, the newspaper reporter. And number 1, out of nowhere, just jumped from 0 to 60, was John Clark, who was in the power rankings very early on, had a step back, but reported on Jalen Hurts, Jeff Lurie, and Saquon Barkley playing golf with Obama.
Now, an important thing to bring up with that big scoop that John Clark was able to deliver is there was another person in that group, which I talked about on the broadcast on Sunday, that was Obama's friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who was Obama's friend?
I don't know. Said Obama's friend was there as well, and Saquon Barkley lost $60 to him. So I would say the CBS team did a much better job getting to the bottom of it rather than Clarkie.
Yes.
Wow.
And that may have affected this. Because we all know what really happened is somebody sent the picture to Clark.
Of course,
that counts.
Sure.
But if he was hiding in the bushes, he would have gotten more points.
Way better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this week's power rankings, there are changes. Mm. Oh, there are changes. Number 5, John Clark.
Still there.
Oh, he's still there, though.
Yeah, but he went from 1 to 5.
He's lucky to still be in it.
Yeah.
That's
but
a big drop.
He's in there. Dropping one spot from number 3 to number 4, some say it may be worm-related, is Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, ESP is still in the top 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's getting boxed out in press conferences.
Well, I've noticed that. He's not getting the first question anymore. I think we may have ruined that by talking about him constantly getting the first question.
Yeah, that normally happens.
Yeah. And then the other reporters probably got mad, whatever. Yep. And I think he's penalized with the Nick Sirianni A-. And and also he is him... His assessment of Jalen Hurts being personally related to his training camp reports, I think, hurts him a little bit.
Definitely has to be docked for that.
No bias is allowed.
Yes, Big J, you're going to be a Big J journalist. You're working for the people. You're not working for yourself.
Yep.
So he drops from 4 to 3. Number 3, a new addition to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, LeSean McCoy.
Yep.
What?
Shady?
He had
a big scoop.
Big scoop that Nick still has serious influence over the offense. He says he's got people in the building. I mean, it was a big scoop.
It was a big scoop. No, he's wrong, but it's all right.
He's not wrong.
He's right.
No, he's right.
Everyone knows that Nick Sirianni removed himself from offensive meetings at the bottom.
How do you know that?
Look, Elliot made a great point yesterday that Kellen Moore has never run the ball as much as the Eagles are running it, but Nick Sirianni teams have.
Well, Dan Orlovsky told me today on Twitter that they're finally running Kellen Moore's offense.
Well.
Oh, so Dan knows.
You know what? Dan Orlovsky, God bless him, is constantly running in fear from Eagles fans on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're the worst.
His wife is an Eagle fan.
Right.
I believe. From this area.
So he has to duck that at home, too.
Yeah. I think what happens is Dan says something he believes, like about Jalen Hurts. He gets murdered for it.
Yes.
And then he tries to go back the other way.
Yeah, don't go into mentions, Dan. Yep. No, yeah, don't go into mentions.
And I've got great respect for Dan Orlovsky. I think he's smart. I think he makes good points. But I do think he is affected by the Eagles fans on Twitter.
Well, and that's why I'm a Greg Cosell guy. Because Greg Cosell, no idea that Twitter even exists.
Yes, good point.
Yeah, has not. Yeah.
He just gives his unbiased opinion about Jalen.
Number 2. The newspaper reporter.
Yes.
And before we get to number 1, let me just make a couple of mentions to who is out of the top 5.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah. Well, unless they're number 1, I can tell you these people are not number 1. Howard Eskin still sits out of the top 5 and been docked even more because he said they were going to trade for Von Miller.
Von Miller, yeah.
So that's a big old swing and a miss. They did nothing at the trade deadline.
And Von Miller didn't get traded.
Not even close.
Did he say they were going to trade for him?
Shh.
Or did he say, look for that? That's a name to keep an eye on.
No, it's just interesting you're defending Howard here.
Yeah.
What? I'm just saying.
No, I know. But like, he's like, name
to watch for. I had reports like that too.
Wow. So, you told me they were getting Za'Darius Smith and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said it was going to be a big trade deadline.
I did say that.
Baldy falls out of the top
five. Well, he saw, but they did nothing. Yes, they did zero. Zilch.
Baldy falls out of the top five, and the other person who had been in there for several weeks, over 2 months, Ike Reese falls out of the top five.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
You haven't had a report since July.
It's the Becton thing.
You said they'd be busy at the trade deadline, and now you're yelling at me because I wanted them to be busy, and they weren't. The hell is going on here?
And we got Mr. Builder in there. Ike, it was slow build.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, y'all told me not to guarantee any more championships.
Yoshi told you that.
Right?
Yeah. Don't think about Yoshi.
I'm just saying. You know, nobody wants me to do that. So then when I say, you know, we will win the Super Bowl next year, you're not happy with that either?
Well,
no, I want something else besides Mekhi Becton guard report from 8 months ago.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You guys didn't want to give me credit for...
What?
I said Quinyon Mitchell should be playing on the outside.
But that's not a report.
I said it early.
That's an opinion because you said he's the first-round draft pick.
Exactly. Let him learn. Was I right?
Oh, yeah, you're right, but that's not a report.
Wait, do I get credit for saying Jalen should be under center? Should I be an Eagle since out of the year?
Yeah.
No, that's
because
analysis.
Because I also said that.
You're out of the top five.
All right.
You're due, buddy. You're
due. All right. Well, what else can I do now? The trade deadline is passed.
Hold on. No, here's what you can do. Right, Ike? Because I remember, and Spike, I think Spike was here. Well, who cares? I remember 2020, okay? Yeah. Eagles, they had a quarterback. His name was Jalen Hurts.
Huh. Yeah.
And I remember Ike coming on these airwaves. No one had said this yet. No one had the idea. And Ike said, I got to see the package. And what he meant was... I got to see a Jalen Hurts package somewhere on the field, whether it be quarterback, wildcat, receiver. I don't know. He's a playmaker. Get him out there. His offense sucks. And that week against the Niners, doggone it, he was out there.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Yeah, we're looking for that guy again. We're trying to push you like we push Elliott.
I did say Cooper DeJean should be out there playing.
That's not, again, that's an opinion.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact. He should have been out there playing.
But it's not a report. You know this. The new number one, Josina Anderson.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Alshon gone. Yeah. Josina back.
340 yesterday.
Josina's back in there.
Well, look, yesterday we have this team of Eagles reporters. Nobody says the Eagles aren't going to do anything by the deadline. She comes out and she says the Eagles are standing pat at the deadline, 340. It's the biggest report we got out of any of these people. Yeah. So Josina Anderson goes right to number one. Really disappointed in Elliott. Really disappointed in Ike. Incredibly disappointed, but not surprised by Howard. And
hold on, didn't I say Big Dom was wearing a headset?
Yeah, he did. He did. Is that on the air before the game, or is that an off the air conversation?
Man. All right.
Oh, no credit for that, though, hon. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, that's good. I like this.
All right.
215. This is like you demanding that Spike doesn't get the cover on his picks this week.
Oh, yeah. That was, well, we'll get to that, too. That was ridiculous.
I'm just saying. I had never heard of that before.
Different segment. 215-592-9494. By the way, we have Thursday night against Washington coming up next week.
Yep.
If you have tickets to that game, Delco, we're all Delco's men here. Delco has the game night getaway. What you can do, and this is good, you stay 20 minutes away in Springfield, which is in Delco. You get a discounted hotel rate. You get an overnight stay in Delco. You get a pregame tailgate with an Eagles legend. You get a ride to and from the game, and I'm going to hang out at your tailgate with you before the game. So here's what you get. You go to the game. You guys are laughing. You can laugh on the air. Go ahead.
No. I was just telling him he had a FanDuel read this break.
Oh, okay. Well, what am I supposed to
do? You're doing a read.
Just do your read.
It's a natural
read. I'm just telling the people.
You're doing a thing about Delco. Okay. We're keeping this train rolling.
Just reminded me that I have a read.
Okay.
Rather than earlier, where he was an hour off.
All right. Well, I just saw you guys laughing at me.
Wasn't that you?
We're laughing at you.
Look, here's what you're going to do. You're going
to
I made this show.
All right.
I'm giving up now. What you do get is you go to the game, you get the tailgate, you get a ride to and from, you get a hotel to relax. You don't have to worry about going on home. What you don't get, no parking, no traffic, no hassles. Birds worry-free. Rooms are limited. You can book your stay at visitdelcopa.com. That is visitdelcopa.com. Eagles and Visit Delco. Mm-hmm. It's a good combo. Andrew and Jameson, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
What it do, afternoon? How's it
going? Oh, this is Andrew.
He's trying. You like that?
A little bit more energy today. By the way, is it Jameson or is it Jamison?
Jamison. Okay. We call it a J-Hood, but
no one calls
I pronounce it.
Where is that, by the way?
It's right near Doylestown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's up, Drew?
Yeah, I'm just calling in to tell you we'll be on that bus in New Orleans. Got me supporting Saquon like OG Wade supports Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you the Saquon guy.
What a big position.
Yeah.
I've loved him ever since he stepped foot at Happy Valley. So, you know, he's a dog. He's the best player on our team. And I'm going to go out, not on a limb here, but we're going to win on Sunday by a good amount. We're going to take the Stars
and
put them down in the grass in Dallas.
So what you're saying is the Eagles, as a 8-point favorite, are going to win the football game. And Saquon's the best player.
Not just win. We're going to kill Dallas.
Okay. All right.
Do you think that Bryce Harper is the best Philly?
Poor Andrew's trying so hard.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know. Bryce is definitely my favorite guy right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, are you a Penn State guy? Is that why you've always been a Saquon guy?
Yeah, I mean, I just graduated in the spring, so
that hurts you.
From Penn State, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week was a little rough, but get a home playoff game, probably lose and get blown out by a SEC team, you know, the use.
You weren't the guy that Jason Kelce took the phone from, were you?
No. I was tailgating. I don't know what that kid was doing.
Okay, all right. Good stuff. So,
speaking of Kelce, he did address it on his podcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Say anything good?
I don't know.
No, all right. what else you got, Andrew?
I heard Soto came out today saying that he doesn't want to go to the West Coast, wants to stay on the East Coast. So that's looking a little more favorable for the Phils. Yanks aren't signing the back. I know that. He doesn't want to experience that misery again, the World Series. So why not come here, get the job done, get a couple rings, and retire with us?
I would love that. So the big question is, what are you prepared to sacrifice to get Juan Soto here as a Philly?
So definitely sacrificing my cardiovascular system with some kind of running. I don't run. So
okay.
Trying to think of something. Maybe you guys can come up with something. I'm not sure yet. So
What's your build? What are we looking at, height and weight?
5'10", 220.
Ooh. Jack?
Short and stocky.
Yeah, Jack and I, that's about what I was when I wasn't 5'8", but I was 5'10", 235. Yeah,
I got size 12 feet, not like Elliot's 8, so, you know.
Jack, do we get him to, you remember the 8-minute mile challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
Does Andrew have to train to do the 8-minute mile?
So I was thinking
Soto signs.
I was thinking either that or if it's a 15-year deal, 15 miles.
There's no way.
8-minute mile. I mean, I could try that.
Huh? Well, you're gonna have to train if you're not a runner and you're 5'8", 2 1/4. No offense, you're definitely gonna have to work to get to 8 minutes.
Five ten.
I would start working on it now because Jack really had to train for the 8-minute mile. But there's no way you're running 15 miles. I would not. Having done that before. Yeah. So would you commit to the 8-minute mile? And it doesn't count until you run it in 8 minutes or less. So
let's commit to the 8-minute mile straight through, no breaks, right?
Well, as long as you do it in 8 minutes, I don't care. You can take a break if you want, but the clock is still running. So
All right.
As long as you get from point A to point B, 8-minute mile, that is your sacrifice. Do we all agree that's fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Andrew.
I'll try to see you guys. I'm trying to stop in Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday, you mean?
Monday. I'll try to stop in Monday. I'm not sure.
Okay.
My availability, but getting down there.
All right.
All right, brother.
He's taking steps. He's taking the
I
right
like
steps.
It. I
Andrew
like
from
it.
Jameson's taking the right steps.
I like it.
I'm just going to be honest.
What?
I miss Chuck.
No, I don't.
I just, I know this is not a universal show opinion, but
no,
I miss Chuck.
He not left us. I like Andrew better.
That's not possible.
I do. Guy's actually trying. Well, appreciates us.
Sure. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
I need something unhinged. We haven't gotten unhinged in a while.
The OG was unhinged yesterday.
Tasty
Cake Dom was unhinged. From Collegeville started off with, don't talk to me like I'm a child.
That was definitely unhinged.
That was unhinged yesterday. Man. We've had it.
Yeah. It's that bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know why Chuck doesn't want to call? Because Chuck just threatens things, and Joel Embiid does things, and Chuck knows he's not the man that Embiid is.
Oof.
Like, Embiid stepped up, somebody wronged him, he did something about it. Chuck just calls the midday show.
Oh.
That's Chuck's way of standing up to the man. So, not that I want him to handle it any differently, just to be clear. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football.
Are you going to throw Chuck's phone?
No. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com. To manage Saquon's workload, would you rather the Eagles throw the ball more or more Gainwell touches? Ike, what do you think the response is on this?
Eagles throw the ball more.
What do you think the percentages are?
Slightly. Let's go 54%.
This is going to shock you. Mm. More Gainwell touches.
Wow.
61%.
Nobody wants Jalen to throw the ball.
No.
Now, did Nick vote on the ball?
Yeah.
Did Kellen vote on the ball?
Nobody wants Jalen to throw the ball.
Baldy was like, give it to Gainwell.
Yeah.
I thought Baldy saying I would be worried about the workload was... Because I thought Baldy was going to be he's a running back, let him run.
Right, let him run.
And I wasn't even thinking of the... playoff touches in addition to the regular season.
Oh, yeah. That's when it matters.
And unless we had a number one seed, that's 3 weeks of football you need to get to the Super Bowl.
So that's 75 touches.
You're
talking about 450 touches for him.
Yeah, we might as well cancel next year if that's the case, Dan.
We better win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, Nick did say earlier today they are conscious of it.
Okay. He did say that at his press conference, yes. Okay. But if they aren't moving the ball,
they're going to give it to
Saquon. They're going to give it to him. They're going to give it to him.
Yeah. And that's why we'll get to it. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is next. What do we have to look forward to?
There's been some rivalries brewing on this show. On this show.
Oh, this is going to be
a break down the 5 best rivalries.
All right.
Because we're ball callers.
Yeah, I'm aware. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.